You are listening to a special Radio Autonomia program about the Palestinian liberation activist Razmeh Odeh. For more information about Razmeh's case or to listen to more programs like this, check us out at radioautonomia.wordpress.com. The following segment is of Razmeh Odeh's speech at the Insight Conference in March 2015. The speech was given a couple of months before Razmeh's June appeal.
We are here at this conference to stand up for justice. And as you know, justice is not a gift or a handout that we wait for someone to give us. Justice is a human right that must be... Justice is a human right that must be fought for and won. The way women all over the world are fighting for their rights and the rights of their people. This month we celebrate them, and I especially want to recognize the Palestinian woman who continues struggling against occupation, particularly those who are political prisoners in Israeli jails. I lived the life of a political prisoner for 10 years in Palestine, as well as 1 month of incarceration in Michigan last year. And I know how difficult it is. This recent experience gave me the opportunity to better understand the oppression that women of color, and especially black women, face in this society. I saw the racism that they face, the dehumanization, the fact that so many were incarcerated for non-violent crime, the poverty, the refusal of our government to understand the socio-economic and psychological conditions that are the cause of the vast majority of alleged crime in this country. I now fully understand the prison industrial complex that Sister Angela Davis so eloquently talks and writes about every day. When I was jailed last year, the American media and the US government had already portrayed me as a criminal and a terrorist. So I had to explain who I really am to the other woman in prison. This made incarceration double hard. I had to work with the other prisoners to build a shared struggle, but it wasn't difficult for them to understand me and my struggle, because we face similar oppression. From the first day in jail in Michigan, I realized that all of us had similar experience, where the administration would tell us horrible stories about new women who were coming in, but these were lies, and they were telling us this to try to divide and conquer us. The prison administration also told me that the other women prisoners might attack me and that I needed protection, but that was a lie as well. I worked to build relationship with the others, but after only 1 week, they moved me away to another section. And a day later, they put me in solitary confinement, where I remained for 3 weeks. That was a tough challenge, but challenges are not frightening as long as we believe in our rights and the principle that we stand for, have confidence in ourselves, and rise up together, my community and our supporters helped get me out of jail. And now we will continue to organize to win the appeal of my conviction. All of us have dedicated our lives to the same hopes and dreams. We all stand for social justice and liberation in this country. The same way my people have dedicated their lives to the liberation of Palestine, Palestinian women are looking to this conference for your continued support of our rights, freedom for Palestinian political prisoners, the right of return, self-determination, and independence, and one single liberated state where everyone is equal. I'm a citizen here. I don't want them to take away my citizenship or take me away from my home and my community. I need your support because I want to continue to work with all of you to make this country and this world a better place to live and raise our families. You can join my campaign by going to the website justiceforrasmia.org, and you can tell me where to go to stand and march with you for as long as it takes to win justice and liberation for us all.